and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And the news on the harvest across our own MFR area is, as you would expect, not good, given the current weather situation. Very little, if any, progress yesterday with combining, and main concerns now centre around pre-germination of both barley and wheat, and skinning of the malting barley itself. Maltsters are also worried that farmers will rush the drying process in an effort to get the harvest completed, and then badly dried crops will not germinate properly at the maltings. And that malting barley crop is a vital component of the economy of the north of Scotland, as Richard Lockhead stressed when he announced the latest export figures for Scotch whisky.
These new statistics showing that there's an increase in sales of nearly a quarter in the first half of this year compared to last year of Scotch whisky is absolutely phenomenal, and it's of course our national drink delivering for Scotland once again. Very economically important, but it seems the rest of the world wants more and more of our Scotch, and that's really good news for the Scottish economy and for one of our key sectors.
And Scotch whisky accounts for 25% of all food and drink exports. 90% of all Scotch whisky now comes from Scottish barley, and some distillers now source entirely locally. Here's Andy McDonald, distillery manager at Glenmorangie at Tain.
We like to buy our barley, keep it as local as possible along the Murray Firth towards Aberdeen, but generally we try and keep it as local as we can. You know, you hear the French talking about the terroir in their wine growing regions, you know. I talk about the Glenmorangie territory, and I think it's important that we try and keep the partnership with certain farmers around this area. So they grow the barley for us, and they store it and dry it for us in different places. There's a place down at Tor, which the Highland Grain, they store it for us. So we can process up to 320 tonnes a week.
Optic's quite an old variety. Are you still favouring that over some of the new
ones?
Well,
there are other varieties coming through. Publican we've used this year. A few other different varieties that we're looking at. So there's always different varieties coming through.
The tried and tested is still the best.
Yeah, I mean, Optic has been a good yielding variety for us. You know, as far as alcohol goes, as far as spirit goes, I think for the farmers it's doing okay as well.
And I think that our farmers across the MFR patch wish that all distillers would buy Scottish barley and keep the brand truly local, as they do at Tain. But for now, that pressure is really on to get the flagship crop of the north into the sheds in some sort of decent condition. But from me, that's it for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.